Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Thursday, the 25th of September, and here are the cues that will shape today's trading session. The market stayed weak for a fourth straight day, with the Nifty failing to defend the 25,100 mark. The mid-cap index slid nearly 1% in a broad-based fall, and market breadth continued to favor declines. Auto stocks saw profit booking, with most names ending in the red. Banking heavyweights dragged the indices lower. IndusInd Bank, Axis Bank and ICICI Bank were among the top losers. FMCG counters, however, offered some relief, turning positive by the close. Hindustan Unilever and Tata Consumer were the day's top gainers, and PSU banks also managed to buck the trend. Tata Motors was the top Nifty loser, dropping 3% as Jaguar Land Rover extended its production pause. Adani Group shares witnessed sharp profit-taking, with some names down as much as 11%. Real estate stocks fell hard on demand concerns, with Godrej Properties leading the decline. Capital market plays slipped as SEBI starts consultation on weekly F&O contracts and longer tenures, sending BSE shares down about 3%. Among mid-cap movers, Cairns Technology rose 3% after naming a new managing director. Muthoot Finance hit a record high on the back of a big move in gold. PB FinTech slid 4% amid reports that the insurance regulator is asking insurers to cut commissions. And Minda Corp surged 9% after outlining plans to grow revenue 3.5 times by 2030. On the fund flow front, provisional data show foreign investors sold shares worth 2,425 crore rupees, while domestic institutions bought equities worth over 1,200 crore rupees. Looking ahead, experts say a decisive move below 25,050 could open the door for a slide towards 24,920, which aligns with the 50 and 100-day moving averages. But the broader structure is likely to stay positive as long as the index holds above 24,900. On the upside, a breakout above 25,150 could trigger short covering towards 25,300. When it comes to the GIFT Nifty, it's pointing to a weak start for Indian equities. Now let's shift focus to the global markets. Asian indices are trading mixed this morning after another round of tech selling on Wall Street overnight. Investors continued to exit heavyweight AI names like Nvidia and Oracle for a second straight session, with Nvidia slipping nearly 1% amid growing worries about frothy valuations and the circular nature of AI deals. US stock futures are flat as traders wait for weekly jobless claims data later today. And Friday's key personal consumption expenditure inflation print both seen as crucial to the Fed's next move, especially with talk of a slowing labor market and a possible US government shutdown. On Wall Street overnight, all three major indices fell for the second day running. Intel bucked the trend in after-hours trade, rising about 1.5% on reports that it's seeking an investment from Apple. US Treasury yields edged higher with the 10-year yield at 4.15%, while the dollar firmed after Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaled caution on further rate cuts. In commodities, gold is holding near record highs on safe haven demand and rate cut expectations, while oil rallied more than 2% to a 7-week high. Brent settled around $69 a barrel after a surprise drawdown in US crude stocks and continuing export disruptions from Iraq, Venezuela and Russia. Let's turn now to the key stocks likely to move in today's trade. Glenmark Pharma's subsidiary has inked a deal with China's Hengrui Pharma for cancer therapy drug. The deal involves an upfront payment of $18 million, followed by regulatory and commercial milestone payments of up to $1 billion, as well as royalties. Lupin has received tentative US FDA approval for HIV drug to be manufactured at its Nagpur facility. These tablets have an estimated annual sales of over $16 billion in the US market. Ipca Labs enters a technology transfer pact with Biosimilar Science PR in the US, boosting Puerto Rico's growing biotech hub. On the block deal front, Polycab will be in focus as sources say a promoter entity may sell up to 0.8% stake. The block deal is likely to be worth about 888 crore rupees at a floor price of 7,300 rupees a share, a 3% discount to current levels. Newgen Software will also be in focus, as the UK arm has signed a cloud hosting and software contract with TCS Belgium worth 4.2 million euros. Watch out for Birla Corp, as its subsidiary has emerged as a preferred bidder for the Kanpa-Junapani limestone block offered by the Telangana government. Dalmia Bharat has confirmed that land worth 377 crore rupees has been attached by the Enforcement Directorate. This follows a provisional attachment order of 793 crore rupees received earlier under the PMLA. And on the primary market front, True Alt Bio Energy's 839 crore rupee IPO opens for subscription today. And in our Voice of the Day segment today, Anil Rego of Right Horizons shares his investment strategy for navigating the recent market correction. Let's listen in.
No, I think definitely it's a buy on dip market. I think it's also buy staggered buy. Okay, so I think a combination of these will be useful because your best returns come from periods of volatility. Your best returns come, you know, when you have markets down for various reasons. Okay. The good part is, I think earnings, we hope will come back. And we should, of course, since one or two sectors will get impacted based on the US in the coming quarter. But otherwise, I think, you know, you'll probably see earnings growth also, you know, come back and much better. And hopefully that will have a slightly larger move up, you know, once you're out of this consolidation range.
Before we wrap, here are some other cues to watch out for today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has launched the GST Appellate Tribunal, allowing businesses to file tax dispute cases online, with hearings starting December. Meanwhile, the RBI September bulletin says GST reforms will lower prices and boost consumption. Corporate balance sheets remain strong and the economy is set for a fresh investment cycle. It also notes limited impact from the 50% US tariff as nearly half of India's exports to the US are exempt. And Prime Minister Modi will unveil 1.2 lakh crore worth of projects and lay the foundation for the Mahi Banswara nuclear plant, aiming to make Rajasthan an energy hub. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day and thanks for listening.